they stated they had three, but their Division III permit only allowed them one, so they're already operating outside the guidelines that they're existing in permit.
But let's just say it was three. That would fall under NR3, is that?
Technically. I mean, if it's two structures, right? But you got a top and a bottom in one? That would be R.
Are these still single-family home zone?
No, there's two structures with three places, so it would be NR2.
Like for a duplex kind of thing?
I would think. That's how I'm thinking through it.
Upstairs, downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe NR2.
Or
that would be kind of more like an apartment, I guess, in my head.
Yeah.
It'd be an NR2 to cover the one that's got two units.
Right.
I think so.
And we do not have an NR2, but that would be...
So I guess, yeah, NR3, because we don't have anything else.
Don't have an NR2?
No.
Well, but we have NR3 though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's R3 right there.
So. Yeah.
Why do you want to go C2 instead of just tonight in rental zoning?
Well, we've built up this business over a period of 25 years, and at the point of selling it, we'd like to be reimbursed for the business. And we can't turn the business over to anybody and guarantee them they can do it because of how we were zoned previously.
Right.
But
if you zoned it, if it got zoned for nightly rental, then it is a nightly rental. And you could, that zoning would not change if you sell it to somebody. It's still a nightly rental.
No, but we've been told that it won't be.
It's not transferable. It was in that first document.
That's true, but if you change it to an NR... three zoning, then it would be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then what that would do is that wouldn't allow those 30 things that we just looked through the list of being
able. Well, we didn't know about that.
Yeah, so you have a special use permit, which means you can build your nightly rental. You can have a nightly rental there. That's not transferable, because that's a special or conditional use permit.
So but what is transferable?
If you get zoned nightly rental, then it's a nightly rental, and you can sell it to anybody you want, and they can still operate a nightly rental. So you don't have nightly rental zoning, you have residential zoning. And if it's a nightly rental, then it'll always be a nightly rental. If we give you C2, the next guy 50 years from now knows it can go to Walmart. And that's what we try to avoid. But if you want to keep it as a nightly rental,
so
you can transfer.
That would be, their property would be purple, which is our NR3 zoning district.
So it would be now.
Instead of yellow. So it wouldn't be green, it would be purple, which is NR3, multifamily nightly rental. Mm-hmm. So people could do nightly rental, and it is transferable, when you sell, so people can do nightly rental there, or they can just live there. I'm sure under C2 you cannot live there.
I think that would solve...
So how do we deal with that but they're trying to get a C2 tonight? Turn that down, and then...
Change it,
couldn't
we?
Yeah, right.
What kind of time crunch are you in? You got somebody standing there with a bag of money?
No.
So this is something
we have had, but
we've lost two deals because of.
Okay. Well,
Are you going to consult an attorney? Is that the path you're going down, or?
I think you guys can, in your recommendation, maybe recommend.
Well, I was going to say if y'all don't feel comfortable with it, I don't want to. And I thought maybe the path you're going down is if you sort of withdrew, I don't know if you have an attorney, or contact one to confirm, but they're the experts to give you a comfort level of. But basically, C2, we would be handing the keys over to, and again, that's C2 next to you, so... It could very easily, the county commissioners could say it's adjacent, it's contiguous with C2, we're good with it. We're not the final say, so we would either recommend or deny the C2 part of it. So if you guys want to continue down C2, I don't want to be the one talking you out of it, but I will say, and I don't know if at the county commission meeting, if there's a concern with the C2 that they would they be able to revert to NR3 at that time?
I think you guys can deny the C2, but maybe put in there that you recommend the commission look at NR3 for them.
The commission can change it.
They can change it.
But
yeah, the commission
can.
But how long would that take?
I think that would be next week.
Yeah, that would be the next meeting.
Next Wednesday.
We would have to.
Yeah, instead of having to come back and reapply for in R3, just they would deny the C2.
You're still doing a zoning change. That process is not stopping. It's just a request on what the use is of the property.
Have we confused you completely?
Well,
I got you.
I think what you mean is you could give us in R3 next meeting.
We can. The county commission.
We don't do anything.
We just make a recommendation to the county commissioners.
And
they give, they're the final say. We could make a recommendation to them.
Yeah, and I believe there would be pretty good consensus that R3 we would want to recommend, and maybe C2. There's a lot of us here tonight, so I don't think
we would take the C2 if we could get it, but it's questionable. We'll go with 3.
Let me offer you some clarification from my viewpoint. I'm just one person on the board. And I applaud you for your effort, your preparation, your ability to understand something that we've spent, some of us, years hashing through these zones. And if you stay with a C2 on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to be a 5. If you go with the NR3, I'm going to be an 8 or a 9. Does that make sense? Because of that list of possibilities that are available in the CR3, or the CR2, sorry.
C2. So we are a C2 right now?
No.
No, I mean, we are. What are we right now?
You're applying for a C2.
Your special use permit on an R1. See, we didn't have.
And you can't sell. You said that's inhibited you from selling.
Right.
Well, now you're trying to change it to C2 because then you sell it and somebody can do nightly rental. We're saying there's some drawbacks to that that we're not very excited about offering to the next person after the next person. But the NR3, which is multifamily, which is you have more than one actual rental unit, that's something that I could consider that.
Right. Right.
And nightly rentals are absolutely allowed. That's what that zoning is.
Then nobody can
take it
from. And technically, that's what they're doing right now.
Correct.
This is just solidifying.
Yeah, I don't see an audience full of people ready to speak against it.
Yeah.
And tonight we didn't. And really what that does is it doesn't protect so much the motel to the right, but it protects the homeowner with that really nice home to the left in the future of knowing that whoever buys that property is going to want to do nightly rentals on that property.
That sounds like the best plan that
we can.
And regardless, you have to go to the commission. Everything goes to the commission anyway, so that's just another meeting that you have to attend because we are simply making a recommendation.
Can we make that recommendation in a motion that we can?
Because we have to vote on approving what's being presented to us. So we're going to vote to approve the C2 and recommend to deny that. But
recommendation.
Changing.
I say you make a separate motion. I say you do your normal motion that you have to do, and then you make another motion recommending that maybe they consider NR3.
So what you're saying is we should vote down to C2 and then make a recommendation and vote on an NR3?
Yeah, that's the commission will get that.
And I'll put my
decision, which I'm Wednesday
really good NR3. At doing. I could support a C2 if you had a gun to my head. And I'm the last person in the world that likes nightly rentals, but I could support that in this application.
Okay. Thank you.
It protects the neighborhood from a bar or something.
It'll always be a nightly rental.
Yeah.
You know, it has been. Nobody
has
been.
And it sounds like it's very successful, so whoever buys it would want to do the same thing.
My wife's got another half-hour presentation.
So, Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion to approve the C2?
Yes.
On the floor.
Yeah,
I'll make that motion.
Is there anyone to speak on behalf or against?
Yeah,
you're the other applicant, right?
Yes.
So We don't have anybody for public hearing. Unless, do you want to speak on this one?
You're doing a great job.
So we do have a motion.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second to approve the application. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the full application that I'm supposed to read. Any additional comments, questions before reading it?
I just want to clarify, this is to approve the application as presented.
As presented for the C2.
Thank you.
And it'll read it in here. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-023 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Lorraine and Earl Fisher for the parcels located at 1520 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, Missouri, parcel 18-6.0-13-001-001-004-000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning to district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hand and say aye. Those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
So motion is denied. Do we have a second motion to recommend NR3?
I'll make that motion.
Got a second?
Yeah.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to read the official motion. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-023 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Lorraine and Earl Fisher for the parcels located at 1520 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, Missouri, parcel 18-6.0-13-001-001-004. .000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All in favor of approving that motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Second, motion carries. Thanks, Presley, for the help with that.
Thank you.
Can I show you one more thing? I did all this work.
Well, remember, you're going to have next week that you got to show all that.
I'm sure next week?
Yeah, you guys have to go down the commission next week.
This
yeah.
This is a spreadsheet of the last 5 years.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
You burned a tree down.
This is for the cottage. And this holds a little bit of so this is the spreadsheet for the last 5 years for the basement floor.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, but based on your permit, there's only supposed to be one of those sheets. So I don't know next don't week if I would show both of them.
That's why we did the NR.
Show the best one.
I was thinking about that.
I appreciate you getting your violation on the record.
Thank you. Good job, though.
Would you like these back for...
You want to say these?
Yeah, that way you can hand them to the...
Yeah, you can.
There you go.
Yeah, I might need
them
back. I
think we'll
recycle
them. For now. There's three right here. Three, four.
I'll recycle
the
rest. Three.
Your property taxes up to date, and also
too high.
All right.
We agree.
Okay, so he said...
Yeah, she's got them.
To the commission next week. You guys have to go to the commission
meeting.
Is that next Tuesday at
9,
right?
Shall
we go back?
Correct.
Clean up the record? No.
November 18th, 9 a.m. Tuesday.
Tuesday. November
18th.
Don't come out for me.
Okay. I'm just curious.
It was the
90s. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Get your poster board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it.
All right. Second rezone.
Okay.